Thank you, Vicki. We bring you greetings from North Carolina, Nancy and I, and have been enjoying our time here with the one-year-old that just had his birthday the other night, and yesterday, actually. Had a party for him the other night. As I look around, I see many faces that I just remember and have joy in seeing again. And I was thinking this morning as Renee was giving her thing about A.B. Simpson, about all the background and everything of the Alliance Church. And in first service, I was a little bit perplexed because I heard no amens. Okay? I'm building up to something here. Stay with me. We have a lot of that in the Baptist Church. Years ago, a friend of mine graduated from college, and he left the McKeesport Church and went to a Baptist church to become the school director for their church school. And I lovingly referred to him as Jack the Baptist. That now has transferred back to me because now I'm John the Baptist. But I'm not wearing a furry coat, and I won't be eating any locusts this afternoon, I hope. At any rate, good to see you all. I was going to lead you in maybe a little exercise in amens. If I say 1, 2, 3, and we all say amen together. You think you could do that? All right. 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
All right. Good job. All right. Now, I'm going to give you another little thing a couple things here that you need to amen to. And when I point to you, you do that, okay? Wasn't the bell choir great this morning?
Amen.
Wasn't the choir itself great this morning?
Amen.
All right. Well, won't I be great? No, I won't. All right. You're still Lord, and I'm glad to sing that for you this morning. When I was just a child, I heard the beautiful story. How you loved me so that you died on Calvary. And though I claim way back then as Lord and Savior, things haven't changed. You're still the same. You're still Lord to me. You're still
and just as before.
still